Hello everyone. Today I want to talk about a man called Zoran Mirandi. I keep on forgetting his name, so I've had to write it down here. But this is the young chap who has just been nominated as the Democratic candidate to become New York mayor, defeating Andrew Cuomo in a primary. And for the past 24 hours, my timeline on Twitter has been absolutely insane. And I want to talk about why I think the right broadly in America is misplaying this situation and this hysteria around this guy, counterintuitively, is actually going to make him a lot stronger. I mean, before I say anything else, obviously, and I've had to write down some notes here just because I keep on forgetting the details of this chap. But I believe he was not actually born in America. He is a legal immigrant. He's only been in the country for 7 or 8 years. So everything I'm going to say is with a caveat that if I was to be in charge, or if you were to ask me what should be the case, obviously I would make it a rule that if you are not born in a country, you should not be able to hold office at any level, not just the president, but all the way down to, you know, mayors and sheriffs and things like this. I would just make it a rule. I would also ban people who are dual citizens from holding office. To me, that's just common sense. However, realist analysis talks about what is, not about what ought to be. And what is that that is not the rule. And this guy looks set to become the mayor of New York, assuming he beats whoever runs against him in the actual main election. And because he's the Democrat candidate, that makes him favourite to become mayor. Now, to me, the most significant fact is, and I mean, as far as I can make out, this guy, Mamdani, he's basically like a kind of Jeremy Corbyn, George Galloway style, Bernie Sanders. I mean, he's hanging out with AOC. He's from that wing. He's a progressive, typical left-winger in many ways. Some of his policies are quite commie in terms of the economic policy. I mean, I read, for example, he wants to make the minimum wage in New York $30, which sounds a lot. Although from what I've seen of prices, that is probably somewhere around the natural minimum wage in New York. So, you know, he wants to do a lot of that sort of stuff. But the key, the kind of crunching issue which has brought a lot of attention to this guy is the fact that, one, he's a Muslim, and two, obviously in the Israel-Gaza conflict, in the Palestine conflict, he sides with the Palestinians and against the Zionists. And because of this, there's been an almighty hullabaloo about this guy. Now, to me, the most significant fact about him and the fact that he's won is not that. The most significant fact about him is that he represents a repudiation on the left of the permanent oligarchy and this is crucial, of the very people who brought to New York to this place right now. The very people who've degraded New York are the people who this guy is running against, okay? I mean, think about it. Andrew Cuomo. You can't get more corrupt. The guy's literally a gangster. Okay, so if you're coming out strongly against this guy, you're basically de facto kind of doing the bidding of Cuomo and Mike Bloomberg. I've seen Laura Loomer is very against this guy as an example. And also, you're doing the bidding of the corrupt DNC ruling class, who've been, you know, the Nancy Pelosi's and so on, the people that are represented by the likes of Joe Biden. And to me, that represents an error. I would say, really, you should let the left, without too much fuss, slip into this mode. Okay, that would be, and I think it's actually a good thing if the left slips into that mode, because it represents a diminishment of power of the permanent oligarchy, okay? Unless you're actually for that oligarchy, in which case, I don't know why you're watching me, okay? Second thing, is that the hysterical reaction that we're seeing is foolish. It's really foolish from a psychological point of view and from a metapolitical point of view. First, one of the permanent laws of the universe, one of the kind of mysterious transcendental laws, is that the harder you resist something, the harder you push against something, the stronger it becomes. Okay, the more that thing that you focus on and resist manifests. Okay, and they talk about this in the in Taoism as an example, but you can actually see it in the past 10 years. The harder the left pushed against Donald Trump, the harder they became anti-Trump, the stronger he became, the more he manifested, the more they brought into reality things that were not a reality, the more they became anti-racist, the more racism it produced, the, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you can see that basically it's been a losing strategy over the past 10 years. The more they've resisted, the more their enemy has become stronger. This is just one of those mysterious forces. I don't make the rules. This is just how things are. Second, and this is related, there's a lot of memes going around showing the Statue of Liberty covered in a burqa. And, you know, basically the sentiment is, now New York is lost. It's going to become a caliphate. Now it's New Yorkistan. Now it's basically been taken over by Muslims because this guy happens to be a Muslim who's, you know, against Israel. And again, this is very dangerous because, you know, they say your memes become dreams. Well, it doesn't matter if the dream is a nightmare. The same principle applies. The more you meme something, the closer it becomes to becoming manifest in reality. And again, I don't make the rules. This is just weirdly how things are. So I think it's a dangerous game to continually be memeing a kind of a New York as a Muslim caliphate. That is not the case at the moment. And as far as I can tell, the things they are saying about this guy, that he's a radical jihadi, that he's kind of a raging anti-Semite and so on, they just don't seem to be true at all. I mean, I've been kind of watching some of his speeches and things. He's a bog-standard leftist. He's just a bog-standard New York progressive. You know, one of the things he wants to do is increase hate speech funding, funding for hate crime and things in New York by 800%, okay? This guy is not a raging bigot. You know, he's quoting MLK. He's hanging out with AOC, okay? So this stuff that you're reading about him, that he's this, you know, insane jihadist, is nonsense. He's actually closer to somebody like Sadiq Khan here in this country. And the truth is about Sadiq Khan, okay, is that, yes, he is a Muslim, but he is not a raging jihadi. He is basically a kind of neoliberal shill, is what Sadiq Khan is. You know, his basic politics are the politics of, you know, the progressive left in this country. He says things like diversity is strength and things like that. Okay, well, this guy, he's a bit more radical on the left, on the economic policies than Sadiq Khan is. He's closer to like a Ken Livingstone or a George Galloway, you know, if we want to make that comparison. Another thing I want to talk about, and sorry I have to keep on referring to my notes, but, you know, I don't follow New York mayoral politics, so I had to take a few notes for this, okay? But one of the things that I can't help but notice looking at my Twitter timeline is the number of Jewish commentators who are claiming basically that New York is over, it's no longer safe, there's going to have to be an exodus, they're going to have to move en masse to Florida, or they're going to have to flee it. You know, I've read things like, oh, the Jewish capital of America is over, we're going to have a second plan. And this is hysterical. This is basically like kind of a hypochondria that has no basis in anything. It's blind panic. And as far as I can tell, like I said, this guy is not a jihadi. So the talk of fleeing, the talk of, you know, this is literally a pogrom, is nonsensical. And one of the things I've looked at is if you look at the voting patterns within New York, some of the most heavily Jewish areas voted for this guy, suggesting that large numbers of New York Jews voted for this chap. So again, completely hysterical, completely nonsensical. And again, I wonder where all of this is coming from. I mean, there has to be, I mean, just to speak seriously for a second, if you're part of that community, there has to be a gap between, oh, full political control over absolutely every avenue and, you know, literal pogroms. There has to be a halfway house there. And I just don't know why they're talking in those terms. And again, the same thing I said earlier about, you know, memes and about focusing on, you know, your worst fears and those things coming true. That would also apply there. So it's a dangerous game to play, and I just don't know why they're doing it, because there's absolutely no sign that this guy is who they say he is. Unless I'm missing something. I mean, if you think I'm really missing something here, and this guy, you know, secretly is this kind of raging jihadi, show me the evidence, because I can't see any at all from what I'm looking at. He actually seems like he's very popular with young people. He seems quite charismatic. I mean, I watched a couple of clips of him, and the person he reminded me most of was Vivek Ramaswamy, because he's got the same accent, he's got the same kind of mannerisms and style as Ramaswamy. Kind of charismatic guy, I'll be honest. And I can kind of see why young people in New York have voted for him, because he's speaking a different language. And frankly, just like everywhere else, even in New York, they're fed up of neoliberalism. That they're fed up of the kind of neoliberal, neocon foreign policy and neoliberal economic policy, which is basically wrecking everywhere. And it's not wrecked anywhere more than it's wrecked New York, okay? Whether this guy has the right solutions, I mean, I would obviously say probably these policies are going to make New York worse, right? But still, they're appealing to somebody, okay? But anyway, this brings me to the next point, okay? Which is that since New York is already, by the analysis of the right, a left-wing hellhole, why should people be bothered if this guy is going to give Wall Street a bloody nose? Okay? All right. Well, I mean, New York's already a leftist hellhole. Okay, he may make a bit more of one. But in the process, he's causing a headache for the elite. He is causing a problem for the permanent oligarchy. They don't want him. The mainstream media don't want him. So to me, like, well, who do I want to get a bloody nose more? To me, it's the elites. They are the ones who are actually the real enemy in America. You know, if people talk about regime change, the regime change people want is against that neoliberal ruling class in America. So to me, when they suffer losses like this, it's always a mistake to kind of come in on their side and end up doing their bidding round the back door. For some reason, the right always go for it. They always fall for the same traps. I think it's a trap. And finally, you know, really, if this guy wins, if this guy becomes the mayor, he may not. I think they're going to, whoever runs against him, they're going to pour all their resources, all their efforts, and you'll see like the Uniparty swing around behind him. A little bit like how in Germany, whenever the AfD get going, the entire system, you know, pulls in against them. Or like Le Pen in France, they all pull in against them. The same dynamics are going to play in with this guy, Zoran Mamdani. But the very fact he's on the map and the very fact that this is happening, to me, shows a weakening of Uniparty power. Okay, yes, it's on the left. Yes, it's left-wing populism as opposed to right-wing populism. But hey, it's New York. You're not going to get right-wing populism in New York. It's going to be of a leftist flavor. And broadly speaking, I support it as a positive development in American politics that, you know, the permanent power structures are being weakened by these sorts of figures breaking through. I suspect this will be a controversial take. And I am not one of those people, by the way, who says, oh, you should just write the cities off. I believe that the rightists should want to save their cities. They should want to reclaim their cities. I'm not one of these kind of anti-urban types. But the reality is that the right is nowhere near taking a city like New York. And if the corrupt, absolutely rotten to the core, Democrat establishment is being wrecked by a figure like Mamdani, let it happen. Don't interrupt the enemy when they're making mistakes, you know? Anyway, that's my view. I do not believe that this development means it's inevitable that New York is going to become a caliphate or any of the nonsense that I'm seeing all over my timelines. Pick up a course at the academic agency, buy it now, promo code Scorcher, and I'll see you next time. It's the Academic Agency Summer Sale. Use the promo code Scorcher. 25% off all courses. Scorcher. Get it now. Scorcher. 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 Promo code Scorcher. 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 Buy it now. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.